This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yep, it's the mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there, man. We got another update.
I can't wait for this.
So apparently, we are down to five.
Are we really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Another one.
I had to double check, yeah. Because I thought it was four, but apparently they do have five, and five more is on the loose.
All right.
Wait, really?
So they caught a fifth.
Because I saw someone seemingly talking about there was like eight, seven or eight of these boys caught up.
How's my guy Linton? Linton Van Buren. Is he still?
I'll get to that in a minute.
Right. So, sound like your boy got caught up, dog. That was your man.
I'm with you, Linton.
So here, Linton, dog, y'all gonna be looking at this plot twist kind of wild. But here's CBS News with the update.
Inmates have now been captured after escaping from a New Orleans jail last Friday. Five others are still on the run. A lawyer for a maintenance worker accused of helping the inmates says they intentionally clogged a toilet so he would turn off the water, which then allowed them to remove the toilet and escape through a hole in the wall.
That was a hell of a plan, wasn't it?
I got it.
Okay, man, they had a that
was some prison break type plan.
So that's not bad.
They dug the hole while the toilet was still connected, then just ripped it out and ran through.
I think they clawed the toilet.
Oh,
because if they would have ripped the toilet out, it would have been water everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so have you seen the visual of what the toilet is? Like, it's not just the porcelain bowl that you think of at your house.
No,
it's like a full metal apparatus that is also like a big wall thing that also then ties.
I saw the picture where they did the graffiti.
It also ties into, isn't it like a sink as well? Mm-hmm. All of it, like, so it's this big. Yeah. I don't know. What would you kind of eyeball the
apparatus?
The apparatus. What is it? Probably like 4 feet wide. Yeah. Maybe another 3 feet tall or three feet tall. I guess once the water's off, they pull that whole thing off.
It's probably a big ass hole there where they could just go through it. So here's the wild plot twist. So they released some surveillance footage that captured three of the five remaining, all walking together through the city of New Orleans. And you want to guess who they are?
Don't say Linton Van Buren.
Yes, it is. Oh. It's Linton Van Buren.
They caught him?
No, it's just a surveillance.
Oh, so he's good.
But they've seen him, though.
He's still living his best life.
So it's Linton, it's Derrick Groves, the other guy, me and Reggie, our guys, right there. And then Antoine Massey, who was the guy with the tattoos who we did not want.
Well, that guy was going to be...
All three of them are together.
So Linton and Derrick are boys. And Antoine Massey.
Yeah, I get all three of them together.
How is face tattoo still out there, not getting caught?
I have no idea, but that can mess up a lot of parlays.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, because we kind of figured, I don't know, I guess I kind of figured everybody was out on their own, but these three are just running through the city, man.
You know, criminals tend to be dumb.
Wait, what are you doing here painting with a broad brush?
Criminals tend to be dumb.
They were smart enough to get the hell out of there.
But beyond dumb is three dudes hanging together after they escape. They got to go your separate ways.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. That dude with the tattoo, I'm like, dog, you got to get away from us. No, don't follow me. You know how you play hide and go seek and your little cousin always try to follow you?
You go that
way. Like, stop following me, man. I'm in a good hiding spot. Yeah. Don't follow me. You're going to get me up.
Yeah, he's got three face tattoos. You go the other direction. We're going this way.
Yeah, so if they got eyes on them, they probably close to getting caught.
Yeah.
I'm guessing all three of those guys would get caught at the same damn time.
Which would still leave two?
Yep, it would leave two. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people got the Derrick Rose guy as the guy that would be the last man standing.
I'm looking at it now. The latest one caught is Corey Boyd.
Yeah, that was the last one that was caught.
Yeah.
So I keep y'all updated on this, man. We getting down to the boogie.
I love the 832 making the point. Hey, remember, John, it's New Orleans. A lot of people got face tattoos.
Fair, but it's still, I think, in the minority. We got one down each cheek and one down the middle of his nose and forehead.
Yeah. Keep you updated on that. All right, so I think this week might be, we coming up on summer break for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new TikTok trend that been kind of going around for a few weeks now. With kids setting laptops on fire.
What?
Have y'all heard this?
No.
All right, so I got KPRC2 with the story about a school district up in Connecticut with this wild-ass TikTok trend.
This TikTok shows a new and concerning trend among students.
It's more than just a trend, you know. It causes a lot of disruption.
Last Thursday, a student at Newington High School did just that.
It became clear that the damage was done intentionally, that it wasn't a malfunctioning Chromebook, but rather a student had intentionally done things to it that caused it to smoke and eventually melt.
The school was evacuated as smoke filled the classroom. And the same thing happened in both Derby and Cromwell High Schools on Monday.
The hallways filling with smoke. We went in and ended up finding a laptop in a classroom that was pretty much out but on fire at one point.
The back cover where the battery cover was melted away and the battery was smoking.
Investigations are underway across the districts.
So these silly ass kids are just sticking stuff inside the laptop, inside of the Chromebook, to see if it light on fire, see if it can catch on fire.
And you said silly. This is literally just like, hey man, you want to see something cool? And some stupid high schooler is just like doing it. Then the next one does it. Then the next one does it. Oh boy.
Well, I mean, that's wild. Cause I know that those are like the school issue Chromebooks or whatever. And let's be honest. They're not always like the nicest at times. I don't know if these ones are, like, they might have been, you know, fine or what have you. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I'm different, man, because we had like laptops and little stuff in school too, but I was never sitting around like, let me see if this catch on fire.
And they're doing it for TikTok. Like it's
I feel like I do wonder how much of this is like TikTok inspire this or. We was doing this thing. Let's put it on TikTok. Because let's face it, we do have a little bit of a self-snitch generation.
But see,
going on
how the trend starts.
Mm-hmm.
Something like it didn't.
Then it gets out there.
Yeah, TikTok itself didn't put this trend out.
Mm-hmm.
It was somebody that put it on TikTok, and somebody else decided to put it on TikTok. Now it's a trend. Now it's trending.
Yeah.
So now everybody want to try it.
So while we're talking about the youngsters these days, and you guys know I try to stay hip to all the. All the latest stuff.
You sounded so convinced.
Yeah.
Kind of. Where is this Aura farming come from?
Buddy, you asking the wrong person.
Yeah, you on the wrong show, man.
I've seen it like three or four times the last couple of days. I had to look it up. Aura farming. And even the explanation didn't really make a lot of sense.
Because it's not for you, brother.
Yeah.
Like that's the beauty of growing up is not necessarily being like, oh man, I'm not cool, whatever. It's
you ain't
got
to keep up with
you
it.
Don't have to.
You don't have to do
really
it.
You really and truly don't.
But I was interested, like aura farming.
Yeah, man.
I feel like you're going to start trying to use
That's one that I will not use.
Yeah, no, I can see.
Because it's like it's
training camp going to come around. You're like, oh yeah, that's.
I don't even know what it is still, and I read the definition.
I can see. Oh yeah, that running back right there. Oh yeah, aura farming right there.
I actually think aura farming might have a negative connotation, whereas like
I don't know
aura maxing or something to that effect might have a positive connotation. Just kind of what I have tried to siphon, and that very easily could be wrong because again, I will let you know, I have no idea.
But it's all over the place. Y'all have seen this, right?
I mean, I've seen it. I stay out of it. Yeah. Like I don't have to use it in my vocab.
God bless them. As long as they get it, that's for them.
Hell,
man.
Shout
out to y'all.
Hey, I still say swag. Mm-hmm. I'd rather say swag than try to come up with a new word or something like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down. I think we need to give somebody some relationship advice, man.
All right.
So I ran across this. I want to say this was on Reddit.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I was on Reddit. And somebody needed to vent to people on Reddit, which can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
And the title said, "My wife asked for a hall pass."
Oh,
oh man.
So I'm going to read you what this guy had to vent about. He said, "I'm 35 and my wife is 37 and been together for 12 years. We have two kids together and everything goes well for the most part. Over the last few years, her business has skyrocketed and we had the luxury of getting to treat ourselves. My wife always been a good looking woman, but she made some significant changes and she really is gorgeous now."
Uh-oh.
She goes away a lot for business trips, and that's fine. She would come home and share about her trip and how, I guess, so-and-so hit on her or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
"I'm secure in my marriage, so I wasn't overly bothered." Mm-hmm. So this is where it get tricky. "Before she left on her most recent trip, which is 5 days, she asked for a hall pass with the person she frequently see on this trip. I said no because I don't want to share my wife, but I can't help but to worry that she's going to ignore that wish."
You think?
I'm just stressing out about it. Thank you for letting me vent. So I want us to be dead serious about this. No jokes allowed. I want you to be dead serious.
I will try to be this person's friend who I will admit that is whoever that person's friend,
what close
friend should have been who they talked to. First and foremost, why you put this on the internet?
Yeah.
Not all these people on the internet. In fact, I would argue very few of these people on the internet actually have your best, wishes at heart. Don't share this with everybody. Secondly, that's tough. Like, I would start with, that's tough, brother. And then beyond that, I'm like, look, if you don't, like, I feel like the relationship, the bedrock of any relationship is trust. If you get to this point where it's like you can't trust it, like this thing might need to be like not here. Of course, I could say that very easily being somebody who's not married and all those things. So I guess I would let Lopez, here you go. Your best luck
You got to be serious, man. Don't be all joking around, be macho or nothing like that.
No, dead serious.
What would you tell this good friend of yours?
I'm going to look at you, Figgy. I'm going to pretend that you're this guy. She already has, brother. She already has. This is, you know, with the significant changes in her looks, which, you know, could be any number of things, but
a little mommy makeover, maybe.
Yeah, my head went to two places, so to speak.
Wow. That made me uncomfortable.
So, no, I would tell him she already has. She's just this is just another little trying to clear her conscience moment or whatever. I would not trust her as far as I could throw her.
Man.
And maybe you need to really look at where you are in this relationship.
Hey, that's tough, man. He said 12 years, man.
And 5-day trip is nothing.
5-day like, trip is a lot. The out-of-town trip, bro?
No, 5-day trip is I'm going away for 5 days. Can I have a hall? 5 days?
5 days.
Oh, you saying 5 days to just
That's nothing.
Keep it cool. Keep the jar
People
tight.
Go on 5-day trips, business trips all the time, and they can keep it in their pants.
Oh, you meant like she? No, yeah. Clearly her asking for the hall pass was not. I can't make it 5 days, brother. That's weird.
Right.
That was never what we
were talking
about.
I don't even think it's
here.
The 5 days. I think it's the guy she's been
exactly. She
went
already
on these trips.
She already has, brother. She has. It's done.
Yeah, I kind of agree with y'all, man. I think it's over.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do after. I think you just act like it didn't happen. Or just don't even bring it up. Like I don't know what you file for divorce.
Yeah. What you do is you go and you have a serious conversation of like, all right, so you're trying to be out of here, right? Like this is part of what we agreed to. Mm-hmm. If you want to change that, like again, don't be no forceful about it, but like treat each other like human beings. She is entitled to like want out of this situation. But you got to make it very clear. Nah, you got to win out of this situation. It can't just, you're not having your cake and eating it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, that's all cool and dandy if you was out here running the household. But he said her business has skyrocketed. So I wonder if
that doesn't matter.
Is he living off of her business?
Well, that's the thing. I guess I would have to ask him, if this was my homeboy, is that money worth it to you?
That's what I'm saying. Like if he loved his luxury lifestyle, then you just got to tell her, hey, don't let me find out.
But
don't be sloppy.
No, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. It
shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But
it might. Like, and that's the thing is, I'm not saying that. Hey, you say that at some level, ultimatum of does this money matter to you? If it does, then it does. Like that is within your and you go ahead and you manage that at the best you can. But if it don't. And that's not somewhere you got to be if you don't want to be there, brother.
Yeah, if you don't care about the money thing, you don't care going back to square one, dip out of there.
Yeah.
But if you do, you just got to say, baby, don't let me find out.
He said, please, baby, please.
Please, baby, please.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Rail 610.
Somebody just said it's about to get rough.
About to get rough.
Oh, it's wow. I don't know why I didn't expect this coming in, but from the text line, they said cheat back. Apparently, they're like, find you a side. Okay, all right.
That's not gonna make you feel better though. It's not gonna be better at all. Mm-hmm. But if I would have been me personally, I would have been like, oh, we playing that game. Mm-hmm. Let me get a hall pass too. Then you want a hall pass? I get a hall pass. I would be petty, would it?
Yeah, but the problem is, I don't think he was in a place where he was like, yo, yeah, let's just open this up. I think man is hurt. Yeah,
clearly, he's like, I don't want to share my wife.
One thing I can tell you, it'll be fun. That fun not gonna feel that hurt, brother. Yeah. It is not gonna feel that hurt. You can try though. Go
God bless him.
God bless indeed. All right, that is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it right here on In the Loop every weekday, 1:20 p.m. And at the Figgy Fig is the social media. If you find something you find to be mixtape worthy, talk to your man there. All right, coming up next, let's get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive today. It is Ron and Luke Morrow, and you were telling me about something that came down from the league meetings. We got some more information coming from the league meetings, spring meetings out there in Minnesota. We'll talk about that as well next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.